For example, some of the new additions to the Code of Criminal Procedure establish and or further establish a regime of the interception of electric communications. And what is appalling about this new article is that so there are specific cases in which they could be done for criminal matters and also for other daily. And in order to do investigations, and there are some exceptions, such as that members of the government, of magistrates, and of lawyers cannot be, their communication cannot be intercepted. For the lawyers, it cannot be intercepted without knowledge. But the thing is that there is no guarantee about the legality of those interceptions, like no authority, independent authority, that can assess whether there is enough information to allow for those interceptions to be done. More appallingly, the law clearly states that there is no recourse available when those interception of electric communications are being underway. Like there is no recourse for lawyers or anybody. So if you are being put under interception, it will be done. It can be renewed every 4 months, and there is no way that you can challenge that.
Protesters against this new law did take to the streets after it was passed. And can you tell me a bit more about what their complaints, what their worries are?
The opposition and civil society took to the streets because first they were, how to say, they went into the circuit in a very fast time. I think the draft law was signed by the government on the 15th of June. And by the 25th of June, it was already being voted by the National Assembly. So there was really no time for the opposition, and most importantly, for the population to get hold of the law, to read it, to see what is in it. But the opposition and the civil society organizations, especially human rights organizations, have pointed out that the law includes dangers to freedom of expression, freedom of peaceful assembly, and right to privacy, because the definition of what could constitute terrorism has been expanded to include acts of violence that could be committed during the demonstrations.
Do you think this new law could have an impact, and if so, what kind of impact on efforts to protest or organize against the government? Because protest has been and is such an integral part to Senegalese democracy.
I think this new law will certainly have an effect on protests and other peaceful ways of challenging the government through public gatherings, because any act of violence could be described as terrorism, and the organizers and the participants could be charged for terrorism, and this poses a challenge. And beyond that, I think the acts of violence and against public property and private property have been singled out in the new amendment of the criminal code, which makes I think, naturally, that this law was voted following the demonstrations of March 2021 in order to sanction and dissuade anybody from participating in those gatherings. Not only the rioters, but the peaceful protesters.